You're listening to Radio Belarus. Every Tuesday at this time we offer you the project from the Slavic roots. The vocabulary and grammar, the phonetics and phraseology of the Belarusian language, topical events of Belarusian history, literary masterpieces and acquaintance with Belarusian traditions and customs. You'll hear all this within our program. I'm Tatiana Sivets. Stay with Radio Belarus. Speak Belarusian. Hello! Privitanie! I am happy to be with you again. The previous time we have learned how to speak about the things you intend to do in future. Today we'll learn how to speak about your past actions. But first of all, let's revise the words and phrases we already know. Repeat after me, please. Speak up! Я буду. Мы будем. Ты будешь. Вы будете, ён буде, яна буде, яно буде, яны будуть. Я буду вучить беларускую мову. I'll study Belarusian. Я буду працаваць. I'll work. Я буду отпочивать. I'll have a rest. Я буду наведывать батьков и сябров. I'll visit my parents and friends. Я буду доглядать кветки у саде. I'll look after flowers in my garden. Я буду мыть машину. I'll wash my car. Я буду вандровать по свете. I'll travel all over the world. Цудовно! Well done! By the way, do you remember the names of the Belarusian days of the week? Glad to hear! But still, as they say, repetition is a mother of study. Let's revise our words together. I'll start, and you'll go on. Лятять нібито птушок веселих чарада. Go on. Well done. Неделя, понеделок, авторок, середа. А за ими безтурботно. Yes, right you are. Четвер, пятница, суббота. Now you are ready to answer my questions in Belarusian using the names of the days of the week with the preposition U. For instance, U понеделок, U авторок, U середу, U четвер, U пятницу, U субботу, U неделю. Коли вы будете отпочивать? Give the full answer, please. For instance, Я буду отпочивать у неделю. Right. Коли вы будете працавать? Answer. Я буду працавать у... Коли вы будете вучить белорусскую мову? Be quick. Я буду вучить белорусскую мову у... Коли вы будете наведывать сяброу? Answer. Я буду наведывать сяброу у... Коли ваша мама будет доглядать кветки у саде? Start with «Моя мама будет доглядать кветки у саде» у... Коли ваш тата будет мыть машину? Start with «Мой тата будет мыть машину» у... Коли ваша сестра, ти брат, будет читать и слухать музыку? Do it yourself. Вельми добра. Very good. You should be proud of your achievements. Today, we'll speculate on the past time of the Belarusian verbs. I believe it's quite clear for you that the verbs in the past denote an action which took or was taking place in the past, before the moment of speaking. The verbs in the past tense can change their number and gender. The past tense of the Belarusian verbs is usually formed from the stem of the infinitive with the help of the suffixes lo, wo, and the zero ending for the masculine verbs, the ending a for the feminine verbs, and the ending a or o for the neuter verbs. For example, Yon пошёл, he went. Яна пошла, she went. Яно пошло, it went. Mind that in some cases this rule is departed from. When the infinitive stem ends in a consonant, for instance, нести, Yon нёс. To carry, he carried. When the infinitive has the suffix чи, пячи, Yon пёк. Яна пекла, яны пекли. To bake, he baked. She baked, they baked. Now try to differentiate the verbs in the past and in the future. Raise your left hand for the past and your right hand for the future, please. Are you ready? Let's start then. Буде говорить. Говорила. Узяв. Буду робить. Принесла. Принёс. Будете спать. Ел. Привела. Будем співать. Прочитали. Цудуна. Well done. Rest your hands. This lesson will continue our acquaintance with Belarusian religious beliefs. Today, I'll tell you about one more religious trend that influenced Belarusian science and culture greatly. It was the Reformation. In the 15th, 17th centuries, Belarus was undergoing a unique Renaissance age, with the flourishing arts, science, crafts, and medicine. It was closely connected with the European thought of the time. Belarusian philosophers were in correspondence with Martin Luther and other outstanding intellectuals discussing various ethical and humanistic aspects of the Reformation with them. Calvinism became increasingly popular at that time. Most of the aristocracy and the common folk were attracted by the schools of Calvinism communities and their progressive humanistic mood. The major figures of the Belarusian Renaissance period were Francisk Skorina, Simon Budny, and Vasily Tiapinski. Later Protestant communities were severely suppressed by the Catholic Counter-Reformation and to some extent by the Russian Orthodox Church. This laid a foundation to plenty of the polemic political works and started an old Belarusian polemic poetry. The next time, I'll tell you about one of the greatest men of the Belarusian Renaissance, Francisk Skorina. And now, enjoy a tune of the Belarusian Renaissance and imagine that you are wandering the narrow streets of a medieval Polotsk or Vilnia. This time, we'll learn how to speak about your past actions. And first of all, you should learn some more useful phrases in Belarusian. Listen attentively and put down the words with their translations if you need. Mind that all the phrases are in the past, and the first phrase is for a man, while the second one is suitable for a woman. Я устал раницей. Я устала раницей. I got up in the morning. Я опранулся. Я опранулася. I dressed myself. Я пришел на работу. Я пришла на работу. I came to my work. Я працавал. Я працавала. I worked. Я прийшов додому. Я прийшла додому. I came home. Я під'їв. Я під'їла. I ate. Я ляг спать. Я лягла спать. I went to bed. Вельми добре. Very good. Now listen to Zosia, a seller in the Minsk shop. She is going to tell you about her previous working day, and today she has a holiday. Be very attentive and try to guess the meaning of the unknown words.
Привітання. Мене зовут Зося. Я живу у Мінську і працюю у крамі. Я продавець. Учора я встала раніцею, опранулася, під'їла і пішла на роботу. Я прийшла на роботу і працювала до 5. Потім я пішла додому, відпочила, під'їла, погляділа телевізор, послухала музику і повандрувала по інтернеті. Я лягла спати пізно, бо сьогодні мені не треба було йти на роботу. Сьогодні я збираюся навідати своїх батьків. Вони живуть у вёсці. Ой, мені пора йти. До побачення.
Was everything clear? So try to answer my questions in Belarusian, please.
Що Зося робила вчора раніцей? What did she do in yesterday's morning?
Answer. Start with «Учора раніцей Зося встала».
Go on.
Зося працювала до 5 чи до 6?
Did she work until 5 or 6 p.m.?
Що Зося робила дома?
What did she do at home?
Answer. Start with «Дома Зося відпочила».
Go on.
Що Зося буде робити сьогодні?
What is she going to do today?
Answer. Start with «Сьогодні Зося збирається».
Well done. Цудовно. І вона збирається навідати своїх батьків.
You did understood everything in a proper way.
Let's revise the words and phrases we've learned during this lesson. Repeat after me, please, and don't be shy.
Я устал раницей. Я устала раницей.
I got up in the morning.
Я опранулся. Я опранулася.
I dressed myself.
Я прийшов на роботу. Я прийшла на роботу.
I came to my work.
Я працював. Я працювала.
I worked.
Я прийшов додому. Я прийшла додому.
I came home.
Я під'їв. Я під'їла.
I ate.
Я ляг спать. Я лягла спать.
I went to bed.
Выдатно. Great.
It's high time to say goodbye. Час развитваться. Your home task is to speak about your previous working day using the new words and phrases in Belarusian. That's all. If you got a question, if you don't know some Belarusian words or want to propound your own topic for discussion at our lessons, email me please language@tut.by. I'll be glad to know your opinion and get your advice on how to make our lessons more useful and interesting. Let's study together.
Меня зовут Татьяна Сивец. I'm looking forward to meet you in a week at the very same time. До сустречи через тиждень у той же час.
Stay tuned to Radio Беларусь.
Thank you and goodbye.
Дякую і до побачення.
Dear listeners, we are pleased to inform you that Radio Belarus also broadcasts in the radio waves. Radio Belarus daily transmissions are on air from 18 till 1 hour UTC on the frequencies of 1170, 7105, 7390 and 7440 kHz. We broadcast in Belarusian, Russian, German and English. The English service goes out every day from 21 till 23 hours UTC. Please send your comments or questions to Radio Belarus, Червоная Street 4, that is CHYRVONAYA Street number 4, Minsk, zip code 220807, Republic of Belarus. Please visit our webpage radiobelarus.tvr.by. Our email address is radiostation-belarus@tvr.by or call at 375 for Belarus, 17 for Minsk, 284-5758. Our fax number is 375 for Belarus, 17 for Minsk, 290-6242. We hope that you will enjoy our programs.